Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The theme of today's program is tunes that BIX recorded, played by American bands. In the future, I'm going to have a program in which I will play BIX tunes that BIX recorded, played by British bands, and perhaps later on bands from continental Europe. Okay, the first band that I want to play today is that of, let me see, I'll give you the exact title, Sam Lennon's Troubadours. So let me tell you a little bit about Sam Lennon. This comes from the excellent book Popular American Recording Pioneers, 1895-1925. And there is an extensive biographical sketch of Sam Lennon. He was born September 4th, 1891, died May 5th, 1977. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it is very extensive. I'll just read a page or so. Few dance band directors presided over as many recording sessions in the 1920s as Sam Lennon, who never actually played an instrument during sessions aside from drums during some of his early ones. Sometimes his name was cited on record labels, Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra, Lennon's Famous Players, Lennon's Red Hairs, Lennon's Arcadians, but dozens of non-Lennon names were also used for studio groups he assembled. Occasionally, his name was used for recording ensembles that he did not personally supervise. He was important to the record industry not for specific titles. No one Lennon record was a huge hit, but for the sheer quantity of records made under his supervision. He may be best remembered today for the superb musicians who at some point worked under him, including Miff Maul, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Manny Klein, Jack D. Garden, Jimmy McPartland, BIX Beiderbecke, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and Bonnie Berrigan. Nick Lucas played banjo and guitar during some Lennon sessions before Lucas became a Brunswick artist in late 1924. Lennon gave much session work to a young Red Nichols beginning in 1923, and helped Nichols in 1925 with the formation of the Redheads, renamed the Five Pennies in 1926. In the 1920s, it was common practice for band leaders such as Lennon when coordinating sessions to send telegrams to musicians a day before a scheduled session, instructing each to be at a certain studio at a certain time. Musicians for these pickup groups showed up without knowing what new popular songs would be scheduled for recording at that session. Lenin was paid by a record company for sessions, and he in turn paid the musicians. Many of the musicians hired by Lenin were also used during sessions supervised by Ben Selvin, Nathan Glantz, Adrian Schubert, and Lou Gold. Most of his sessions produced dance records featuring popular songs of the day that were given tasteful yet conservative arrangements. He was not an innovator, but instead helped popularize musical trends begun by others. Some Lenin sessions featuring small ensembles produced good jazz records, though none are of extraordinary interest to the jazz historian. He was born into a Jewish family headed by Benjamin and Mary Lenin. Sources differ on whether he was born before or after his parents emigrated from Russia to the United States. He was raised in Philadelphia. Younger brothers Jimmy, Howard, and Lester also became dance band directors. I'll be reading some more as later on, once I played a couple of items by Sam Lenin. The first two recordings are from May 10, 1928. Happens to be my brother's birthday. This is Sam Lenin's Troubadours, and I don't have an exact composition of the band, but at this time, the musicians in the band were Manny Klein, Tommy Dorsey, Sam Lewis, Jimmy Dorsey, Andy Sanella, Dick Johnson, Alfie Evans, Joe Venuti, Murray Kellner, Rube Bloom, Arthur Schott, John Kelly, Joe Tardo, Hank Stern, Harry Ring, and Vic Burton. What I know, according to Rust's discography, is that Glenn Miller was in this session on trombone. And the two tunes that I want to play from this recording session are My Pet first, and then Sweet Sue Just You. The vocalist in both of these is Scrappy Lambert. So, let's listen to Sam Lenin's Troubadours,
to tell you, and the moon up high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams, and without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
A nice little Bixian solo in My Pet. I wonder if that was Manny Klein. Let me turn now to Fred Rich and his orchestra for a couple of big tunes that Fred recorded. The first, I want to give you a little bit of biographical information about Fred Rich. This comes from Who's Who of Jazz, Storyville to Swing Street by John Chilton. And he tells us about Fred Rich, born in Warsaw, Poland, January 3rd, 1898, died in California, September 8, 1956, led own big commercial bands in the 1920s, toured Europe in 1925, 26, and 27, 28, played long residency at the Hotel Astor Roof in New York, then began leading own studio bands, which featured many jazz musicians, including Bonnie Berrigan, Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, Tony Parenti, Joe Venuti, etc., etc. Musical director for various radio stations in the late 1930s, then on United Artists musical staff from 1942. In 1945, he was badly injured in a fall and suffered partial paralysis, but continued studio duties through the 1940s and 1950s, suffered long illness. The first tune by Fred Rich and his orchestra that I want to play is The Man I Love. This was recorded on December 10, 1927. The vocal is by Von der Leith, and I'm afraid I don't have an exact composition of the band. This time, some of the musicians in the band were Nick Castian, Benny Bloom on trumpet, Earl Kelly on trombone, Ted Klein, Benny Fairfanks, Phil Walzer on reeds, Phil Oliwitz, Al Duffy on violin, Ray Bouduc on drums. The next recording I want to play is You Took Advantage of Me. This is from May 4th, 1928, and here I have the composition of the band from Rust's discography, Bob Mayhew and another musician on trumpet, Lloyd Turner on trombone, Nye Mayhew and Walter Livingston on clarinet, alto sax, Jack Mayhew on clarinet, tenor sax, L. Duffy on violin, there's a banjo, perhaps Joe Tardo on brass bass, Ray Bouduc on drums, and the vocal is by James Melton. So let's listen then to Fred Rich and his orchestra playing big tunes 1927 and 1928.
Thank you. come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam, what would you? And all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
thank you.
Fred Rich had a very nice band, good musicians, good arrangements. Let me go back now to Sam Lennon, more recordings by Sam Lennon, and continue reading from Tom Krasick's book, Popular American Recording Pioneers, 1895-1925. When a child, Sam studied violin and later took up clarinet. By 1912, he played clarinet in Victor Herbert's orchestra. He joined the Navy in World War I, but remained in the States serving the military as a skilled musician. Sam led a dance band in Philadelphia upon his return from military duty, and by the end of 1918 played in New York City's New Roseland Ballroom on Times Square at Broadway and 51st Street. Roseland was opposite Madison Square Garden. It was moved decades later to 52nd Street, and was the nation's most prestigious dance hall during the years that Lennon Dance Orchestra, along with various other dance bands, was featured. His first issued record featuring two numbers cut for the Columbia Graphophone Company on April 28, 1920, was credited to Lennon's Roseland Orchestra. That he made his recordings debut with a major recording company is noteworthy, since most of his sessions in subsequent years produced records issued by minor as well as budget labels, important exceptions including Ipana Troubadour's sessions for Columbia from the mid-1920s to early 1930s. Soon after cutting titles for Columbia, he recorded for OK and by late 1920 made Emerson Records. At some point in the 1920s, he worked for possibly every American record company, though the name Sam Lennon was never on Brunswick or Victor Discs. In 1925, Victor issued a few Howard Lennon and his Benjamin Franklin Hotel Orchestra records, but logs indicate that Sam Lennon was the director. By mid-1921, he began an association with the Star Piano Company, often leading a dance ensemble called Lennon's Famous Players on the company's Jeanette label. At least for some sessions, he may have provided the direction for a smaller group of skilled jazz musicians, identified as Bailey's Lucky Seven on some Jeanette records, Led's Black Aces on others. The names are misleading since there was no Bailey and the group's recording on this name did not always have seven musicians. No black musicians were in Led's Black Aces. Lennon's Southern Serenaders was another name for a small group that played jazz. The personnel of Lennon groups constantly changed, though trumpeter Phil Napoleon was present in most sessions. Other regulars in the early 1920s were Miff Maul and Jules Levy Jr. He contributed a vocal refrain when Led's Black Aces caught Shake It and Break It in August 1921 for Jeanette. This was uncharacteristic of Lennon, though when Lennon's Southern Serenaders consisted of the same musicians cut the song around this time for Emerson, he sang a refrain for this also. His dance band had its final Roseland engagement in May 1925, a month after his new Ipana Troubadours made the radio debut. His Roseland Orchestra had played on WHN radio as early as 1923, so Lennon was one of the first name band leaders to broadcast. And after leaving Roseland, he worked steadily on network programs. Sponsored by the Bristol-Myers Company, which made Ipana toothpaste, he led the Ipana Troubadours, popular on radio each Wednesday night and on Columbia's full-priced series of popular records. The names Broadway bellhops, the Westerners, Sam Lennon and his orchestra and others were used for Columbia budget labels. Well, I'll continue with the music, then maybe I'll read some more from this very nice book and very nice coverage of Sam Lennon's career. The two records that I want to play are My Ohio Home first, and that's from December 29, 1927. I call this a Bix tune, although Bix never made a commercial recording of this song. He made a Fox Newsreel recording when Paul Whiteman switched from Victor to Columbia. I don't have the exact composition of the band here either. Musicians in the band at that time were Leo McConville, Al Filburn, Larry Abbott, Andy Sanella, Irving Brodsky, Tony Colucci, Joe Tarto, but I don't know exactly who is here. The vocalist is Scrappy Lambert. The next recording I want to play is The Man I Love, one that I just played by Fred Rich. It's nice to make the comparison. You'll see that Sam Lennon's version is much faster than Fred Rich's. I don't know if much faster, but at least faster. At least that's what I remember. Anyway, this Man I Love is from December 9, 1927, and the vocal is by a man. So it's in a way it's strange to hear a man saying the man I love, but that's the way it goes. It is the ubiquitous Irving Kaufman, December 9, 1927. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Sam Lennon and his orchestra first, and Sam Lennon's famous players next, 1927.
Say good morning, the way they always say good morning in my Ohio home. I want to ramble mid the roses. I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses in my Ohio home. Got to thinking it over at the close of the day. Got to dreaming of clover and the new mown hay and say, I want to wander in the moonlight and meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight in my Ohio home.
Thank you.
Big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do the best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home, just meant for two, from which I'll never roam, who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
to turn now to the Coon Sanders Nighthawks Orchestra and play a couple of recordings by this band that were also recorded by Bix. But first, let me read to you a little bit about this band. This is from the Red Hot Jazz Archive. The Coon Sanders Nighthawks Orchestra was formed in 1919 and was at its peak between 1926 and 1932. The orchestra was assembled by Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders in Kansas City. Coon was born in Rochester, Minnesota in 1893, and his family moved to Missouri shortly after his birth and eventually moved to Kansas City while he was an infant. Sanders was born in Kansas in 1896, was known as the old left-hander because of his skills at baseball. He gave the game up in the early 1920s to make dance music his career. The orchestra was a pioneer in broadcasting their music over WDAF radio from the Mühlbach Hotel in 1213 Wyandotte Street in Kansas City, Missouri. The broadcasts were in the early morning and the Nighthawks Club was formed for fans of the great music being broadcast. Fans were encouraged to send in requests for songs by letter, telephone, or telegram. That move became so popular that Western Union set up a ticker tape between Sanders' piano and Coon's drums so that telegrams could be acknowledged during the broadcasts. The group left Kansas City for the first time in 1924 for a three-month engagement in a roadhouse in Chicago. They moved into the Black Hawk Hotel, 139 North Wabash in Chicago in 1926. The members of the orchestra at that time were Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope, trumpets, Rex Downing, trombone, Harold Thiel, Joe Thiel, and Floyd Estep, saxophones, Joe Sanders piano, Ross Stout banjo and guitar, Pop Estep tuba, Carlton Coon drums. In the following years, the Nighthawks performed at the Black Hawk every winter, broadcasting over the powerful WGN radio station. Their reputation spread from coast to coast through the broadcasts and the many records they made for Victor. They undertook very successful road tours. At their peak, each member of the orchestra owned identical Cord automobiles, each in a different color with the name of the orchestra and the owner embossed on the rear. The orchestra's popularity showed no signs of abating, and their contract with MCA had another 15 years to run in the spring of 1932 when disaster struck. Carlton Kuhn came down with a jaw infection, and on May 4, 1932, at 38 years of age, he passed away. Joe Sanders attempted to keep the organization going. However, without Kuhn, the public did not support them. In 1935, he formed his own group and played until the early 40s when he became a part-time orchestra leader and studio musician. In his later years, he suffered from failing eyesight and other health problems. He passed away in 1965. After suffering a stroke. Okay, the two tunes that I want to play are first Dusky Stibador. This is August 13, 1928, and the credit is given to the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, but it is the Kuhn Sanders Orchestra. And then I'll play Rhythm King from December 12, 1928. Vocal here is by Carlton Kuhn. The vocal in Dusky Stibador is by Harry Maxfield. The band consists of Joe Rickelson and Bob Hope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet, alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Sanders piano, Russ Stout banjo, Elmer Krebs brass bass, and Carlton Kuhn on drums. So let's listen then to the Louisiana Rhythm Kings first and then to the Kuhn Sanders Nighthawks. This is 1928. Thank you.
king. Oh, listen to him play that thing. Lord, Lord, he's some sensation. Oh, listen to the saxophone laying on a minor tone. My, my, sweet syncopation. It makes you rock like a chair, heats up the air. Oh, it's just like wine. While you quiver and shake, he plays the break, wrinkles up your spine. Pretty music so intense, hold your feelings in suspense. Lord, Lord, listen to the rhythm king.
I want to get back to Sam Lennon and play another couple of recordings that Bix had recorded himself. Let me read some more from the excellent book Popular American Recording Pioneers, 1895-1925. Lennon's name is prominent on Ipana Troubadour's discs, S.C. Lennon, director. A Columbia session on December 28, 1928 is notable because a young Bing Crosby, who at the time was under contract to Paul Whiteman, contributed vocal refrains for I'll Get By As Long As I Have You and Rose of Mandalay, Columbia 1694-D. It was a case of a good singer being on loan from one Columbia band leader to another. A month later, on January 25, 1929, Crosby had a session with Lennon and his famous players. Joe Tardo, decades later, told researcher Stan Hester that he had been the arranger for Crosby's sessions with Lennon. Other Lennon arrangers included Ina Swan, Frank Ludlow, and Franz Jackson. The Ipana Troubadours had their last radio broadcast in January 1931, according to the January 14, 1931 edition of Variety. But Lennon continued to use the name for several more months for concerts and Columbia recording sessions. He led ensembles for other recorded companies, even making Hit of the Week discs for the Durium Corporation, using the same Sam Lennon's dance ensemble. In July of 1931, Lennon began leading the Pillsbury Orchestra for the Pillsbury Pageant radio program each Friday night over New York City's WABC. Of course, the music industry around this time suffered terribly from the Depression. Recording sessions became infrequent for musicians, and many radio shows, even popular ones, were abruptly ended because sponsors cut expenditures. After the Pillsbury radio show was canceled in March 1932, Lennon found other radio work and made many transcriptions on the Associated label until 1937. He retired early, having built up considerable wealth from years of hard work. He died in Hollywood, Florida, in 1977. Okay, now I would like to play two recordings. First one is from January 25, 1928. It's by Sam Lennon's famous players and singers. The tune is Claw. Again, I don't have the composition of the band here, but according to Rost, one of the trumpet players is Red Nichols, and the vocal is by Irving Kaufman. I will follow that with a recording by the Broadway Bellhops, another of Sam Lennon's groups. This is a Sunday, recorded on October 27, 1926. And here I do have a roster of musicians. Red Nichols and Jaime Farberman on trumpet, Miff Ball trombone, Dick Johnson, Lucien Smith, Chuck Muller on reeds, John Cali or Tony Colucci on banjo, question mark Joe Tardo brass bass, unknown drums. And the vocal on Sunday is again by Irving Kaufman. So let's listen to Sam Lennon's Famous Players and Singers, January 25th, 1928, and the Broadway Bell Hops, October 22nd, 1926. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of tunes that Bix had recorded, played by other bands. Comparisons are always interesting. I will have in the future another program of Bix tunes recorded by other artists, but this time I will use British dance bands. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.